The final eight at Wimbledon. Right now, Novak Djokovic is playing his fourth round match. He won the first set 6-3 and is tied at 3 games apiece in the second set. And in Major League Baseball, the Pirates officially beat the Mets 8-2.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Researchers in California are testing potential low-cost technology to make reclaimed water safer for agricultural use. A $1 million project being undertaken by scientists at the USDA's Salinity Laboratory at UC Riverside is testing the effectiveness of biochar in filtering the reclaimed water. Researchers say using biochar polishers could potentially remove the need to detect antibiotics, assisting treatment plants that do not have advanced detection or treatment technologies. American Farmland Trust is accepting applications to help farmers nationwide improve farm viability, access, transfer, permanently protect farmland, or adopt regenerative ag practices. AFT's Brighter Future Fund's National Grant for Historical Underserved Farmers and Ranchers provides grants of up to $5,000 per project. The grant focuses on beginning, socially disadvantaged, limited resource women, and veteran farmers and ranchers. In 2024, the grant program will continue to fund farmers and ranchers nationwide. Senator Debbie Stabenow, chair of the Senate Ag Committee, is not happy about the payment error rate for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. She says it's critical that the program is accurate to protect program integrity and ensure people receive the assistance they need to put food on the table. And the national error rate is unacceptable.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A huge merger is rocking Tinseltown. Paramount Global has agreed to be acquired by David Ellison's Skydance Media. The deal is worth over $8 billion and is expected to be completed in the first half of 2025. Paramount owns CBS as well as Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and MTV. Devon Energy agreeing to buy Grayson Mill Energy for $5 billion. Grayson Mill operates drilling rigs in North Dakota and Montana. Lucid announcing a 70% increase in deliveries in the second quarter. Worries over too many electric vehicles have been eased thanks to a decline in production. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will testify in front of Congress Tuesday and Wednesday, and June's Consumer Price Index will be released Thursday. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So maybe you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're much happier with. Here's the number you need. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
What does a symphony orchestra musician, a good car mechanic, and a maker of fine sauces have in common? Plenty, if they're all the same fellow. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Not too long ago on this show, I was critical of the news media, particularly the TV news programs, plus a few talk shows, for what I called an anti-business attitude. In fact, while admitting I couldn't claim to have seen all the shows, I said I couldn't recall ever seeing any advocates of free enterprise holding forth on TV. Well, now I can. I was watching CBS News, and if you were too, you saw a story about one of our fellow citizens who hadn't done any of the things for which a person usually winds up in the headlines. A goodly portion of the evening news was devoted to this 45-year-old man, father of four, son of an immigrant father. None of that is what you might call earth-shaking or even newsworthy. There isn't a headline in the fact that he was a high school dropout or even that he served in the Army. Too many Americans have done both. But to its credit, CBS News did a heartwarming story about this resident of one of our eastern cities. First of all, he didn't settle for being a dropout. He took advantage of the educational opportunities the military offered and wound up with a college degree. He and his brother have an auto repair shop, and they're the repairmen. He also has a talent in the kitchen, which he's used to good advantage. In the evenings, he cooks sauces for spaghetti, shrimp, and so forth. His family helps, and they package and sell the product to markets and other outlets. There are, however, some evenings when he isn't in the kitchen. He plays in the city's Philharmonic Orchestra, and you can't do that without putting in a fair share of time at rehearsal. Now, I hope I haven't given the impression that this American citizen is just a terribly energetic, ambitious fellow, moonlighting and driving himself round the clock to keep up with the Joneses and the cost of living. No, the subject of the CBS News special places a great importance on living. He enjoys what he's doing. Some way he's found time to develop an appreciation of fine wine, join a wine-tasting society, and accumulate knowledge to match his appreciation. A number of people aspiring to the same appreciation call on our citizen for help in acquiring the knowledge to go with it. Before that CBS News special feature ended, this American citizen told the rest of us how much opportunity there is in this land, in this way of life we call America. And he made it very clear he wasn't just touting the Babbitt line of how to make a buck. He was talking about living, and he made us realize he truly enjoyed his life and everything he was doing. And he made us realize the same joy is available to anyone who will take advantage of being an American. The last we saw of him, he was putting the finishing touches on a fender in the auto repair shop. Thank you, CBS News. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Mrs. Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Charles Siringle was a cowboy who went on a trail drive to Dodge City, Kansas. Today we're going to learn about his Dodge City experience in his own words.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms. I want to let you know that in addition to the 9mm 1,000-round case of ammo on sale, I also have 223 caliber, which will work well in your 5.56 rifle. I have it priced at $499 per case of 1,000 rounds. Also, you need something to shoot that ammo through, so I have brought in several Diamondback AR-style rifles at a great price. Come on in and pick up a rifle and a 1,000-round case of ammo.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget, Roosters is a safe space for all Second Amendment-loving people. You will always find sanctuary within our walls. You will find warmth in our 2A and Roosters sweatshirts and calmness when you drink from our unique mugs and tumblers. Our trained staff can double as counselors in assisting you in picking out the right gun and the right ammo. Come into Roosters, grab a Black Rifle coffee beverage, and stay a while. We're located at 98 South Main Street in Templeton.
Back in 1877, cowboy Charles Siringle went on a cattle drive from Texas to Dodge City. Later in life, Siringle wrote about his experience. What follows are Charles Siringle's actual words. We arrived in Dodge City, Kansas on the 3rd of July. I drew my pay and quit the job to celebrate the glorious 4th of July in the toughest cattle town on earth. This celebration came near costing me my life in a free-for-all fight in the Lone Star Dance Hall. In charge was the noted Bat Masterson. The hall was jammed full of free and easy girls, long-haired buffalo hunters, and wild and woolly cowboys. In a mix-up, my cowboy chum, Wes Adams, was severely stabbed in the back by a buffalo hunter. Of course, Adams had started the fight. After mounting our ponies, Joe Mason, a town marshal, tried to arrest us, but we ran into cover in an alley and then went out of town yelling and shooting off our pistols. By daylight, we had ridden 18 miles toward the DTBL steer camp. And toward the last, I had to hold Adams on his horse. He had become so weak from loss of blood. And this incident illustrates what fools some young cowboys were after long drives. Incidentally, Charles Siringle returned to Texas with empty pockets to show for his long months of hard work on the trail. But all cowboys weren't like Siringle. Many went to town only for a few hours during the daytime. These cowboys returned home with plenty of money and became ranchers themselves.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Hi, I'm glad you could make it.
Wow, your house looks amazing.
Thanks. We just had our whole house painted by Peak Painting. They even refinished all of our cabinets.
They did a beautiful job. I really like the colors.
They had their in-house designer help me with my color selection. The whole process was so easy. You should have them do a free estimate at your house. Just go to peakpainting.com to book an appointment. That's peakpainting.com.
I'm pulling it up on my phone right now.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peakpainting.com.
Painting services come with a 9-year labor and materials warranty. Some exclusions apply. Contact peakpainting.com for details. That's Peak Painting, peakpainting.com.
Get ready to throw down Friday and Saturday nights at the Tattoo Palace Casino Resort, because we're taking it back to the playground with Richie's Rock, Paper, Scissors. Two lucky winners get selected every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. for a chance to win $1.5 million in cash. Every 100 points earns you a ticket into the drawing. See TattooPalace.com for complete details. So what are you waiting for? It's $1.5 million, baby!
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to, Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. In studio with us from the city of Atascadero, Terry Banish. And she has an official title. She's a director of community services and promotions. And Terry, you've been doing that for, I'd say a couple of years.
Just a couple of years. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Sure, sure. Now, first is that you were pleasantly surprised that you were able to pull it off, even though with the heat, with the latest concert in the park series.
Yeah, we had the Rockin' Bees band out there on Saturday night. And it was just, it was warm and it was really hot leading into it. And I thought, you know what, should we cancel this? Because it's so hot. And I didn't. Because I thought, no, we cooled down enough out at Atascadero Lake that it should be okay. And there's a couple hundred people out there. So I'm really, really happy that we didn't do that.
You know, before we came on the air, and almost to the time of when we did come on the air, we were talking about the amazement of the talent that, you know, between Templeton, Atascadero, and Paso Robles with these concert in the park series of the musicians that are available and come. And correct me if I'm wrong, that you think, you know, maybe if there was more weekends, because there's so much talent out there.
There's so much talent out there. And we try to hire different bands for a variety of different events that we have throughout the year, because we have more than just concerts in the park. We have dancing in the streets. We have our farmers market. We're getting ready to do a summer sizzle event at. And then we also have our first Fridays in the fall. And so we're always looking to hire more bands, but there's so many, and we really try to, you know, make sure that we have a good variety, that we don't duplicate anybody, because there's so much talent. So we want to bring forth as much as we possibly can.
So obviously there's no worry of not being able, hey, let's do this, but will we have enough bands? You have, I guess, more than enough, and you have to tell
more than enough, but they're all being used. Like, they're all busy. Like, they're either at the wineries or, you know what I mean? Like, their schedules fill up so quickly. So for us, it's like, there might be a lot of bands out there and they're all really good. It's just getting them on the schedule. So I'm always worried about that. Like, I'm always trying to book everybody in. That's the other piece of it, but it's a good problem to have.
Do, you know, like, again, I'll use Paso and Templeton as an example, is they have the variety, the different genres of music. And is there, I know you're always going to get people with suggestions, but right. Is there a particular genre that, considering the demographics of this area, that people prefer, or do they like the mixture?
I think they like the mixture. And we have quite a big mixture with rock and country and blues, and just trying to keep it like mixed that way, dance music, that kind of thing. So I think that's the biggest thing, is to try and keep that variety too, so all different community residents can enjoy it. So, yeah, but we do get more rock and, you know, covers and that kind of thing than probably enough country and blues and, you know, just trying to shake it up, 90s bands and things like that. So we do try to focus on all of it.
Well, what I think is funny, when you say 80s and 90s band, people have to take in consideration that's 30 and 40 years ago now, so it's,
yeah.
It's not like, because we would think, well, we're going to get an oldies group, you know, the 50s and 60s. No, right. Folks, that's changed.
Yeah, it's the 80s and 90s. That is how it works.
Yeah, the 80s and 90s was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So you're able to get that in a variety. But also, I noticed, too, on quite a few of the bands, and they're smart about this, they will mix in some different genres within their sets.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really, you know, when you're sitting there and you go, oh, yeah, this is cool. And they do a really good job.
And we do have that. I mean, we have Rock and Bees that they were basically rock, country, and, you know, more. And then some of them will say we have R&B, rock. So they do variety. They make a big variety of that within all of that. And then speaking of concerts, we have July 20th is our next concert series concert, because we have an event coming up this weekend at the zoo, being Ice Cream Safari. So we have something every weekend in Atascadero, and it's definitely trying to make sure that everybody can attend to all things.
Now, the Ice Cream at the Zoo has become a pretty big event.
Yeah.
It started, and I forget exactly when it started, but, and, you know, the concepts are always interesting to find out how this idea came about, but it was pretty much a success from the start.
Yeah, the ice cream social type of thing, and just having all families out there to enjoy all-you-can-eat ice cream, which is just going to be a hit regardless, right? So especially in the heat of the summer, which it will be. But yes, this Saturday night, starting at 5:30 at the Charles Paddock Zoo, we have Ice Cream Zoofari, and we will have all kinds of things going on with activities. We'll have the education animals out and about, so you can actually, you know, see and feel a hedgehog's little, you know, fur, which we know it's not, and really be able to experience the different snakes. Well, they're more quilled, like quills, like a porcupine kind of hedgehog. So
okay.
You gotta be, you gotta, you know, they're not as fuzzy. They're
and fluffy.
Cute though.
Yeah, they
so,
are.
and all you can eat ice cream. The Scoop is going to be there, and they make all homemade ice cream, and they don't put sugar in their ice cream. So you got a lot of good variety of ice cream that has natural sugars and just more natural. And they're going to give us kind of information on all of that. So we'll have that on our website. But
is that one vendor that does this?
Yeah. They are now called The Scoop. They're on the corner of Kerberil and El Camino Real. And they had done our Ice Cream Safari last year. So we used to have Doc Bernstein's a long time ago. So this is a local ice cream vendor that really does a good job, and like 15 to 20 different varieties of ice cream, and we'll have the sprinkles and all that stuff. So we have quite a bit to enjoy and a lot of ice cream. So we're not going to run out.
I was trying to cheat off the piece of paper there, but or the flyer rather is, do you, let me see, the 21st annual.
Yes, 21st annual. Can you believe it's been going on that long?
No, my guess would have been about 15 years.
Yeah.
But that is amazing. Obviously,
21
success.
Years.
And also, we need to remind folks that the some of the proceeds go to help out the zoo.
Absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely. All proceeds go back to the zoo and help out all the zoo's education efforts and conservation efforts and all that we're doing to protect wildlife out there. And also, you know, our breeding program that we have with the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, because we are in an accredited zoo. And out of 3,000 zoos in the U.S., about 236 are accredited. And we are one of those zoos, which is pretty outstanding. And we're excited. We're going through accreditation again. We get accredited every 5 years, but we've been accredited for 30 years. So it's pretty outstanding when you look at all that's gone into that and what does go into it to make that happen. And the Ice Cream Safari is just one of those many events for families and whatnot that does go right back into the zoo.
And, of course, the new zoo director will have an opportunity to experience this event and many other events that take place at the zoo. I'm sure they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, she definitely knew what she was getting into. We showed her everything. So Dr. Cynthia Stringfield is our new zoo director, and she's absolutely amazing. She came from California. She was UC Davis grad and undergrad and master's degree, and also ended up working at the Moorpark College Training Center Zoo that they have there, and then for about 15 years or so, and then she went on to the Los Angeles Zoo, and then from the Los Angeles Zoo, Santa Barbara Zoo, and then ended up in Tampa, Zoo Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we found her, caught up to her at least, and here she is with us. She was with Zoo Tampa for about 5 years, and background.
Yeah, that's a lot of experience.
Coming back to California was important to her because her family's here, and so we're lucky and we're excited.
that's neat, because again, her one for being here, but also I'm just guessing, even when she was in Santa Barbara or Moorpark, it's not that far.
Yeah,
is that she was aware? She maybe even had some kind of professional relationship with Alan.
Yeah, no. Actually, I mean, professional in the sense that they were both at all the AZA accreditations and all those things and all the conferences through the years. They have a networking with people. But I don't believe the two of them ever actually met.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, we're excited about
Well, I know you're not the zoo director, but I do have a question, if you can. I don't mean to put you on a spot. When you mentioned the number of zoos in the United States and only, I think, 230 are accredited.
Yes.
What
goes into accreditation?
Well, I'm sure it's a lot of work, but what does that mean to us on the outside?
What it means to you all on the outside is when zoos are accredited, they have to go through quite a bit of animal wellness, animal welfare, everything from not just zoo maintenance and the look of the zoo, but the animals are so important. And it also helps with the breeding programs because you have a lot of animals that we have. We have a collection of about 200 animals that are either going to be extinct or they are threatened. And being a part of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums allows us to be part of a conservation effort with breeding programs across the United States to keep animals in existence, basically, and not becoming extinct. And in some situations can be go back out to the wild, but usually they can't because it's too dangerous to be out in the wild. Your Malayan tiger, for instance, is a very happy Mendru in his home at the Charles Paddock Zoo. A lot of folks will look at that tiger enclosure and think it needs to be bigger, but they like that kind of surroundings. But if that particular animal went back out into the wild in Indo-Burma, it's so many different reasons as to why it wouldn't make it kind of thing. So it gets more into that, but animal wellness, welfare, education of conservation and preserving wildlife and all those things are such a big part of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, or what we call AZA. And to have a zoo that's a part of that and accredited is such a gem to have right here in our backyard.
Does that help if and I'm assuming they have this, does it help if you're accredited to be able to get some federal funding every now and then or any kind of...
Accreditation does help us with different funding and different access to...
Different animals
and different programs and different, just the whole wealth of information and ideas and education that we have, and be able to, you know, educate our children and really be able to provide programs that are, you know, important to the kids and families and stuff like that. It all goes together, all of it. And being accredited is such a big deal to have a part of that.
Well, we've been fortunate to have it around for so many years. So, all right,
and more to come, because I can have Dr. Cynthia Stringfield talk way more about all of that, which I'm going to save that for her because she is the expert. I was an interim zoo director. That's about as close as I got to that. But it is a big deal. So do come out to the zoo this Saturday at 5:30 and be a part of our ice cream safari.
And then, of course, you have the events... I forget when they so-called end, because they don't really end, because then you have your big December, everything that goes on. But we don't want to jump to December, but we have plenty of time left in this, till 1 o'clock to go over some of these things, other than this one coming up on Saturday, the ice cream concerts, not this one, the 20th. And then, again, you have more. And in addition, you have the farmer's market going continuously as well.
Farmer's market is every Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the Sunken Gardens. And as we roll into the August timeframe, August is National Farmer's Month. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do a farmer's market.
All right. We'll be back with Terry Banish. You're listening to Sound Off here on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM.
Tom Rigotti, as more Democrats call on President Biden to suspend his campaign, he insists he's not going anywhere. Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
The Bidens are basically daring Democratic officials to remove him as the nominee, despite millions and millions of primary ballots putting him in that position. And in a new letter to House Democrats today, the president himself writes, "The voters and the voters alone decide the nominee of the Democratic Party."
Tropical storm Beryl is battering parts of East Texas with life-threatening storm surge and flash flooding after making landfall this morning. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne reports.
Here we're seeing conditions get a little bit better. We're along the coast of Texas in Galveston, where strong winds, torrential rain, and storm surge has impacted us, but also people all across the state, not only on the coast, but inland, too. We know, tragically, the storm is to blame for two deaths in Harris County.
Beryl is heading toward Louisiana and Arkansas next. America's listening to Fox News.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company has the parts and expertise to repair any overhead door. From replacing weather stripping or garage door spring repair to programming garage door openers, their service teams are available for prompt dispatch to your home or business. Quality products and superior service. Hammond Overhead Door Company. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Welcome to the open road of freedom, where endless horizons beckon you to leave the day's stress behind. Win the ultimate getaway vehicle, a Jeep Wrangler 4xe, or a share of $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawings every Sunday in July, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will along with Terry Banish from the city of Atascadero talking about, of course, the big event. Another of the big events coming up this Saturday. And it sounds so sweet and delightful with the ice cream. Zafari at the zoo, and then also that. But Terry, we have other events obviously going on after. We're all, you know, I'm sure you probably look at it that your July's almost over.
Already. I'm into December, but yeah, the events coming upon us though is always important to revisit, make sure that we're ready, make sure we have everything, and we always do. We have a great team out there, so that really helps us out a lot. But we are moving into concert series next weekend. So July 20th, we'll have Garden Party. And Garden Party doesn't just perform anywhere. I can tell you that Danny Grisesci and his band, they are very hard to ink, if you know what I mean. They're one of those bands, and they are amazing because of that. They can be picky. So they're a classic rock band. They put on a great party, and you will not be disappointed. So that starts at 6:30 out at Atascadero Lake Park and Lake Park Bandstand out there on July 20th. So we have another four concerts after that. So you'll want to bring, kind of pull up your visit atascadero.com and click on events, has all of our information there.
And I always iterate this on when I've been at sites. let's just put it this way. People have gotten a lot better at having their sites more easier to navigate,
yeah,
for just the average person, so to speak.
Yeah,
like myself. Plus, most of us don't want to have to go through a bunch of mumbo jumbo to get where we want to. And I've just been noticing the sites that I go on to, particularly yours and some other guests I've had on here recently. It's like, wow, this is
pretty simple, straightforward. You get all your information right there. I mean, just like Ice Cream Zafari, we're going to sell tickets in advance for that. That's the first time this year that we're selling tickets in advance, and it's all kind of avoid the wait and get, if you get your ticket ahead of time, then you won't have to stand in line to get your ticket when you get there. So you can go to visitatascadero.com, click on events. You'll see it listed there. You can go to charlespaddockzoo.org. You click on their event site, and it's listed as well. And all of the links will go through to the ticketing website. So easy.
Okay, so we have the garden party, then Aaron and the Earthquakes are coming up July 27th.
Yep.
And remember, the concert series go on through until August 31st. So I'm looking at this on the 27th. Aaron and the Earthquakes are going to fire it up and probably make make the ground move a little bit with their funk and soul.
Yep.
And then I notice here that on the 29th of July, International Tiger Day. Do explain.
Yes. So International Tiger Day is something that's celebrated across, internationally, obviously. What we typically do is we'll have keeper talks, and we do a lot of keeper talks about Mendaroo, our Malayan tiger, representing Indo-Burma, and they talk all about Mendaroo and what you need to know about him, and he's just a really cool cat, and so there's a lot to learn about him. Right. And we'll do other activities and things to celebrate International Tiger Day, and usually all of the different animals that we do have over at the zoo, we have, International Lemur Day, and we have National Snake Day, and we have all different kinds of days that are represented throughout the year that we do acknowledge, and we do special things that day, all for general admission, of course.
Well, okay, and also we have, again, another popular event, Summer Movies in the Park, Colony Park, that's coming up.
Yep.
And, of course, I'm going to jump ahead here just for a second. But also, folks, remember that the 6th Annual Central Coast Cider Festival will be coming on August 24th.
Yeah.
But the one that's been around, I don't know how many years, again, I can't keep track, is your big cruising weekend, and it's Escadero.
You got it. So we have our cruising weekend, and we 31st Annual Hot El Camino Cruise Night, and that's August 16th on Friday.
And people can sign up now.
They can sign up now. Register now. You'll save $10. It's $30 to register, $40 the day of. And so you definitely want to register in advance. Plus, we do cap the number to 400 cars. We can't handle more than 400 cars up and down El Camino Real for 2 hours. So it starts at 6:30 on that Friday night. So definitely get that taken care of sooner than later. And then we have our Mid-State Cruisers car show on the next day on Saturday at 10 o'clock over at Atascadero Lake. And then we also have Dancing in the Streets from 5 to 10 p.m. in downtown Atascadero that will have four major bands. Be a lot of fun. We have Cassie B Band that'll be coming in out of San Diego. They're amazing. We have Molly Ringwald Project will be performing. Steppin' Out Band out of Santa Maria. The Vibe Setters and the 90s Babies. So we have quite a variety of different bands all to get you dancing. That's what Dancing in the Streets is all about, and that's in the downtown on August 17th.
So that, through August, again, it's busy, and they have a couple of the summer movies in the park at the Colony Park there, along with the Farmer's Market. And also, as we kind of cruise through this, you go to September, and you have, another popular one, the 11th Annual Brew at the Zoo.
Yeah, that's on September 7th, and that starts at 5:30. I forget the time exactly, but in the evening there. And we will have about 20 different adult beverage varieties, from Fig Mountain Brewing to Wild Fields Brewing to Mia Winery in Atascadero there. We have Ancient Peaks Winery. We have usually Cal Wise will pour at that. We have just a good variety. Plus, we'll have Ghost Monster and then Dante Marsh and the Vibe Setters at that event. So get your tickets now, because that's another one that sells out. You can only accommodate so many people at the zoo.
All right, folks. Now, that's just through part of the beginning of September. And Terry's told you about all the events, including the next one. It's the 21st Annual Ice Cream Zufari this Saturday, the 13th. From 5:30 until 8, and where can they go online to find out more information, Terry?
They can go to visitatascadero.com and click on events, and right there you'll see Ice Cream Zufari, Farmer's Market, all the concerts we just talked about, be able to really kind of fill your calendar.
All right, Terry, as always, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, Darcia coming up next. Enjoy your afternoon. You're listening to KPRL, AM 1230, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.